You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO at 102.7 FM.
Victor Robles Vélez is an agricultural worker who comes to Canada every year to work. As a participant in the Canadian government's seasonal agricultural worker program, he comes to Abbotsford for the growing season to live and work at Sidhu and Sons Farms. Victor won't be returning to work in Abbotsford this year. His union alleges that they have received leaked documents from the Mexican government stating that Victor is blacklisted from returning to Canada. I'm joined on the phone now by Lucy Luna. Lucy is a union organizer with Local 1518 of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Abbotsford. Hello, Lucy.
Hi, good morning.
Now, you know Victor personally, and you signed him up as a member of your union. What is the leaked document sent from the local Mexican consulate to the Mexican government that your union has received?
We received a document that is a printout of the Minister of Labor in Mexico. This is where the Mexican government puts the reports from the worker, the time that he worked, how he performed, and if his employer has recalled him back. And they do that every year, year by year. So this printout was sent to us by fax. And after we received that in our national office in Toronto, we contact Victor in Mexico, and then we got the rest of the story.
And the rest of the story is?
The rest of the story is that he tried to document all his papers on time so he could be recalled. The thing is that Victor is part of a unit. We call a unit is a group of workers inside an employment place that they are unionized. So as part of this unit in Sidhu, one of the rights under his contract is to be recalled. And he just was expecting to document all his paperwork, which includes medical certificates and medical examinations and all the documentation for the consulate to process their visa and social insurance number. They do this quite early. He was to be returned in February 2011, but he indicated to the Ministry of Labor he was ready in January. However, the communication we received, this is an official document from the Ministry of Labor computer printout, says that he was involved in the things of the union, and just pay attention that he does not come back. So that's quite upsetting for the worker, because he's been coming year after year in Sidhu at Sons.
And are there other workers affected by this?
Yes. We have other workers, and we are working in documenting those cases too. But with Victor, a specific case of Victor, we met him in 2008 in our union drive. We knew him from before. So we know Victor. We know he has family in Mexico. He has four children. He came. He performed well, because one of the things that workers has to do when they are working temporarily in Canada is they have to perform well, because the employer at the end of the season gives them a letter of recommendation that they have to take to the Ministry of Labor. So the worker, when they return to Mexico and they have this letter of recommendation from the employer, means that the employer wants them back, so he performed well and all his paperwork goes smooth, right? But in this case, he's not just a seasonal worker. He is unionized and he has a right to come back. And that's quite sad that it didn't happen that way.
So this is a right protected under the contract that he had signed then?
That's correct. That's correct. The collective contract covers him and has a right to be recalled.
But I guess you don't have any, your union contract has no control over what the Mexican government chooses to do or not do.
That's correct.
Do you have any indication of how the Mexican consulate in Vancouver would have gotten information that he was in a union?
We believe that, or allegations are, that it's possible that the employer had communication with the consulate, or the consulate got himself involved. because they knew Union Dry was going on in Sidhu in 2008. And due to a previous incident, the union sent them a letter explaining the process of unionization. That was in 2008 when we were ready to put the application and go to the process of unionization. So for the consulate to understand how it works in Canada, the union sent them a letter just explaining how is the process here, that the workers are protected, that's their right to unionize if that's their wish, and they no interference should happen. So the consulate knew since 2008 the situation in Sidhu and Sons. So it was nothing new for them.
Now, the two farms where your union, the UFCW, unionized workers in this seasonal program, there's two farms where workers are unable to return this season, and they're the farm that we've been speaking about where Victor was working, Sidhu and Sons, and also Floralia Growers, both in Abbotsford. Tell me about the conditions on these farms that made the workers decide in the first place to join the union.
The conditions is that they have no right to speak. If there's any disagreement between the employer and the employee, it has to go through the consulate, so the employee can bring his concerns direct to the employer and put his concerns, because they come under a contract that is already done in Mexico before they come here. They have no saying. They feel they have no voice. And that was the main problem in both farms and in a lot of farms here, that they feel they are not part of the process. They don't have a voice, and that's what they are looking when they approach the union. They want a voice. And we believe that the employers has many associations that look for the employer's interest. The Mexican consulate and the governments of the countries who send temporary workers to Canada are acting almost like recruiters. They recruit the employees in their countries and they match it with an employer in Canada. But they are not representing workers. And if you read the seasonal agricultural worker contract, in no time in the contract mentioned representation of the governments of Mexico, Guatemala, or any other those countries. They never say that they are representing the workers' interest. They say that they are here to help to administrate the program, the seasonal agricultural program. To me, that seems that they are doing, a job in administration is not pro-workers. So workers are left out with no voice, and what the union does gives them that voice.
What other kind of significant points were there in the collective agreement that you signed on those two farms?
Well, they give them seniority rights, a process to be here in a case that is the employer is fired. So we have a process where all the concerns are brought to the table, and we can mediate between the employer and the employee. That doesn't happen under the regular seasonal agricultural worker program. It is no process for the employee to say their side of the story, right? If the employee is not performing well, or if the employee gets sick, if the employee is not what the employer was expecting, all what they have to do is just buy a ticket and send them back to their countries. And that's a big difference. So having the right to be recalled, having the seniority right, and also a process where the complaints can be heard and they have a representation with the union is a huge plus for the temporary workers, because they don't have nothing like that under the contract they come here. And I would like to mention something about numbers so that gives you an idea about these two specific farms. When we start our union drive in 2008, Sidhu and Sons has 73 temporary workers, including Caribbeans, people from the Caribbean countries and Mexico, 73. We have in Sidhu last year 30 workers. Today they are 28. In Floralia, when we start the union drive in Floralia in 2008, we have 29 temporary workers, all from Mexico. Today, we have 6. Numbers speak by itself. I think that tells you a story.
Now, I understand that there's also a decertification campaign going on those farms. Can you tell me about that?
Okay. The decertification campaigns in both farms, Sidhu and Floralia, had already happened. The workers had cast a vote in decertifying the farms. The decertification vote in Sidhu and Sons took place on April the 20th, 2011. And the decertification vote at Floralia took place on April the 26th, 2011. What the union is saying that these certification were done under stress because the interference of the employer and the Mexican consulate. So we asked for the votes to be sealed, and they haven't been counted.
What kind of recourse do the workers have, or does the union have, in the face of this kind of response by the Mexican consulate, by the employers?
This is absolutely new territory that we are walking, because this is an interference from a country, and what we're doing, filing a complaint at the BC Labor Relations Board against the Mexican government for allegedly blocking the return of seasonal Mexican workers to Canada, it has no precedent. This is the first time it has happened in Canada. So it seems to me that this was our last resource as a union, because what else can we do? We did everything by the book. The workers wanted unionized to have voice and to be part of the process. And we did provide that. They vote. We won the vote. We went through all the process, and we had the contract, the agreement contract signed and ratified. Those two farms were unionized, and this happens. So we are doing this because we believe that this has to be stopped, and somehow we don't know where it's going to lead, but we are hoping that it will be a positive outcome.
So you're just kind of in a wait-and-see position at this point?
We are waiting, yes. And I would like to say something about the Mexican government, and not just the Mexican government. It happens with the other countries who sends temporary workers to Canada. They are invited here as a diplomatic representation, and they are here to help to administrate the program. But truly, the workers have no representation on the worker side, and that's what they need. So if we can allow workers to come to unions and we give them that, I think that seems a very nice process, right? If they bring them here and they look after the administration of the program and they let us deal with their problems as employees in Canada, as any other employee in Canada, that would be nice if it happens.
Okay, well, good luck with your fight to make that happen.
Thank you very much for your time.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye-bye for now.
I've been speaking with Lucy Luna. Lucy Luna is an union organizer with Local 1518 of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Abbotsford, B.C.